Big stories, big guests, the big picture. Afternoons with Rob Breckenridge. Weekdays 12:30 to 3, 770 CHQR.
Right, welcome back. 974-8255 is our number. Further development regarding this Ethiopian Airlines plane crash over the weekend. We knew that 18 Canadians were on board that plane, and among the dead, 157 passengers and crew on board the plane. A school board west of Toronto today saying that a family of six died in that crash. So another concerning development regarding the Canadians who died in the crash. The Federal Transportation Minister, Mark Garneau, today offering his condolences.
I would like to extend my sympathies to all of the families and friends of those 157 and of course, the 18 Canadians who were part of the passenger list on that particular flight. And I can assure you that we are deploying all of our efforts at the moment to discover the cause of this accident.
Now, for now, WestJet and Air Canada have not grounded their 737 Boeing MAX 8 aircrafts, and Transport Canada at this point is not going to force them to do so. And that's obviously the plane that's at the center of this crash, and there was a concerning incident with one of these planes just some months ago. Transportation Minister Mark Garneau says, though, it's important that people don't jump to conclusions until the cause of this crash has been determined.
I am confident that we are following up on this very, very carefully and very with all of the priority that is necessary to ensure that we discover what the cause of the accident was. And then I will not hesitate to take any action necessary when we discover what that cause is.
And they have recovered the plane's black box and the digital flight data. So the investigation into this crash is now underway. More in this report.
Red Cross workers sift through the wreckage at the scene of the Ethiopian Airlines crash on Monday morning, collecting remains in plastic bags as an excavator dug at the site. The airline said on Monday that both the cockpit voice recorder and the flight data recorder have now been recovered. The Boeing 737 MAX 8 passenger jet bound for Nairobi crashed minutes after taking off from Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa on Sunday, killing all 157 people on board. It was the same model of aircraft involved in the Lion Air crash in Indonesia last year, costing 189 lives. As the investigation begins into what went wrong, experts have said that it's too early to say if there's a direct connection between the accidents. On Monday, Boeing said there was no need to issue new guidance to operators of its 737 MAX 8 aircraft, based on the investigation so far. But company shares took a hit in early trading, sliding 9%. China's civil aviation regulator has ordered its airlines to ground their Boeing 737 MAX 8 planes. That's more than a quarter of the global fleet of the jets. Ethiopian Airlines and Cayman Airways have also grounded the plane, even though the cause of Sunday's crash is still unknown. Reuters spoke to a US official who said the US was unsure about what information China was acting on and said there were no plans to follow suit in the US.
Expressing our deepest condolences to...
Victims on board the crashed jet came from 33 different countries. Some of those were United Nations staff heading to Nairobi for the UN Environment Programme Assembly. Their absence was marked with a one-minute silence at the start of the conference. While in Ethiopia, Parliament declared Monday a day of mourning.
All right, so as mentioned, though, this is the second crash involving a Boeing MAX 8 plane in recent months. In October, that same Boeing model crashed in Indonesia, 189 people on board. Now, Boeing's obviously the big name in air travel, a very reliable company. So what do we make of all of this? Well, joining us for some thoughts regarding some of the questions that this now raises, very pleased to welcome to the program veteran pilot Captain Ross Amer, who is CEO of Aero Consulting Experts. Captain Amer, great to have you with us here. Welcome to the program.
My pleasure, Rob.
Well, what kind of questions did this raise for you at this point?
Well, first of all, it is definitely too early to speculate on this particular crash. I hate to do that. Mm-hmm. However, having two crashes so close to each other on a same aircraft, a new one, mind you, obviously it doesn't look very good for Boeing.
No, it doesn't. So what do you think the company needs to do in response to this? How should they approach things now moving forward?
Well, obviously, they have to be upfront and forthright. If there are any mistakes made, admit it. Boeing has always made great aircraft. 737 is the most popular aircraft in the world. And unfortunately, I think in this particular case with the 737, I equate it like the fellow that keeps modifying his old 1980 Honda Civic. You could just do so much modification. 737 was designed almost 50 years ago for kind of a different purpose, but they've just kept adding on and on and on. And the fact that kind of Boeing distanced himself from making great airplanes, but more so in how they can sell the aircraft, that kind of troubles me.
In terms of how airlines are responding, Canada's main airlines, WestJet and Air Canada, they're not going to stop using these planes right now. They're going to keep an eye on the situation. Obviously, some other airlines have made the decision to stop for now using the 737 MAX 8. How should airlines be responding?
Well, the airlines in the West, in particular U.S. and Canada, I'm not too worried about it because our pilots, we're very lucky. We have extremely experienced pilots, good training to go along with that. In the third world countries, things are a little different. We don't know if this particular crash is exactly the same cause of the previous one. So if that's the case, then I guess economical forces will move in, and perhaps U.S. and Canada, or even before that, FAA might step in and ground these airplanes.
But it sounds as though we have now the information we need to proceed with an investigation. Do you think we'll be able to pinpoint with certainty what happened with this Ethiopian Airlines flight?
Yes, we do. Fortunately, obviously, this was an extremely sad case. But fortunately, my understanding is that both data recorders, voice and data recorders, have been recovered. So we should be able to know, pinpoint, and investigators will find out exactly what happened. So before that, trying to estimate, guess, and think of what happened, it's perhaps not very wise.
Mm-hmm. Let me just ask you as well. I know Friday marked the fifth anniversary of what remains a mysterious tragedy in the world of airline travel, MH Flight 370, 5 years since that flight vanished. Do you think we have a relatively solid understanding at this point, or something close to it, of what became of that flight? What might have happened to it?
Well, again, we don't know. That may remain the biggest mystery in aviation forever. Because, sadly, number one, they gave up on the search. Because we didn't have basically the haystack to look for the needle in the haystack. We never found that haystack. So this may unfortunately remain a mystery unless somebody basically walks upon it and finds out the aircraft somewhere, perhaps in the jungles of Southeast Asia or in the deep Pacific.
What do you make of the theory that it was perhaps a fire on board that airplane?
That was kind of my feeling because of my previous experience on the 777. I thought that some of the problems that we know happened on that aircraft perhaps was a result of an onboard fire. But again, I don't have any solid evidence. It's just a gut feeling for me.
All right. Well, we'll leave it there. Much more at aeroconsultingexperts.com. Captain Neighbor, thanks so much for your insight here. Appreciate you making some time for us.
My pleasure, sir. My greetings to my Canadian neighbors.
Afternoons with Rob Breckenridge, starting at 12:30 on News Talk 770 Calgary.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.